Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with Bruce Gushus, the owner of Dakota Sun Garden Winery out of Carrington, North Dakota.
Well, my name is Bruce Gushus, and I'm with Dakota Sun Gardens Winery out of Carrington, North Dakota. We've had our license to make wine since June of 2010. We make a lot of unique wines. We were just talking about Aronia, or black chokeberry. That's a new health, very healthy berry. Higher in antioxidants than red grape wine, 5 to 10 times better for your urinary tract than cranberries. There's a pharmaceutical company looking for £1 million of that right now to test against cancers. Another unique one we have that nobody has ever tried is Hascap berry. Hascap berry looks like a football-shaped blueberry. We get tastes of raspberry, strawberry, and blueberry out of the same berry. That fruit wine was named the best fruit wine in America last year, so it's a very, very big seller for us.
How'd you get into this?
I used to be a farmer and a bison rancher, and we lost the lease on the ranch for the bison. We had a lot of fruit planted. We thought about raising the fruit for other wineries, decided it was not lucrative enough. We had been making wine for our family, and they enjoyed it, so we decided, well, we'll take one more step, and that's where we went from there.
Okay. How was the process of one door closing and another one opening? How long did that take?
Well, it took about 5 minutes.
It did? Oh, that's good to hear.
We jumped into the water, and we started swimming. We started making wine as soon as we got our license, and we've started attending these shows, and we have been growing in leaps and bounds ever since.
Now, I know I've purchased one of these in the past, and I'm trying to remember, it was a chocolate? You guys have a chocolate?
Yes, we make a chocolate raspberry, and I actually had such request for that that now we make a chocolate cherry also, so we've been bringing that to a few shows. One of the biggest chocolate wine makers in the United States has discontinued making their chocolate wine, so we've kind of got a little corner on that market too.
I notice chocolate has made its way into gourmet beers now.
Yes.
They must have taken that market away. Okay.
Well, they're not taking it away. They're supplementing, I guess, just a little different market.
Don't be shy.
Good way to phrase it. North Dakota grapes, wine, obviously we're not known for that. Talk about the education process and any PR battles you might have to go through.
Well, your dyed-in-the-wool grape drinkers are a little tough to convince. This last spring, we actually had a big grape grower from Lodi, California. He raised grapes for Gallo and such places, and he stopped by our table in Minot, and he was so shocked at the quality of our wines. He couldn't believe it. Here he came to North Dakota to go to a granddaughter's baptism, and he said, "I cannot believe it, but I don't understand what an Aronia grape is." He's growing Portuguese grapes and Chilean grapes. And I said, "Well, these are not grapes, these are fruit wines." He said, "I cannot believe it." And he said, "It was unbelievable." He raised 360 acres of grapes. I think that would be at least 10 times the whole total of grapes grown in North Dakota.
Do you have a greenhouse or is this outdoor?
It's all outdoor.
What's the season?
Well, you have to have winter hardy fruits. You can't just plant anything. I've been trying to prove the blackberries that they can grow here, and so far the experiment is still in the works, but the blackberries are getting me beat. So.
Is that more of a soil issue or a temperature?
It's temperature. Okay. Yes, definitely.
That's blueberries. I have trouble getting blueberries around here because we're not enough sand in the soil and that sort of
well,
thing.
Well, blueberries will not grow here because of the soil pH.
Yes.
Now, that's what we say, that the Hascap berry is our alternative to blueberries. And I think it's a very good alternative, very winter hardy, will grow in almost any condition.
And now you do other things than wine as well. I see you've got some syrups and you've got some jams. Talk to me a little bit about those.
Well, we have a lady locally that she takes our wine and makes it into jellies and syrups. She does a very nice job. We do that just kind of as a little sidelight in our winery. As a second, just for something to look, you know, people to take away. It has no alcohol in it at that point, so their family can use it.
So do you invite people to your winery? Is that, or are you just kind of like...
Well, we have probably one of the largest yards in the upper Midwest, Yards and Gardens. We do yard and garden tours all summer long. We charge $10 a person. We take you on the yard tour, and then you do wine tasting at the end. So the two fit together just wonderfully. We do bus tours. We do all kinds of different things. We have a very nice business with that. And like I say, that supplements the wine. Most people think that going around and looking at the beds, different flower beds, and drinking wine is a wonderful thing.
And are you guys year-round open?
Well, not really.
Okay.
You know, this time of the year, I have to be making wine as fast as I can to go for the next season again. So,
do you guys busy all year, or is it like a 80% of your business is during the holiday, or how does that work?
Well, we go through a distributor here in Fargo, Northwest Beverage, and they do distribute like Happy Harry's here in town, Bottle Barn Liquors, but. I would say that they are 35 to 40% of our business.
Okay.
The rest of it we sell on our own. We go to these different craft shows, Pride of Dakota, big one craft shows, street fairs, all kinds of things like that. And that's where you can really promote your product because people get to taste your wine and then they can purchase if they like it.
That's an interesting percentage because, you know, I interviewed a guy from St. Cloud. He invented a fish fillet piece of plastic. And he was trying to get into Runnings and Fleet Farm and Walmart because he couldn't sell them at the shows and all these other things, whereas it's exact opposite for you. You're in the big box stores,
right?
But it's a decent portion, but not the lion's share.
When you go into a bottle shop, you don't know what you're buying. Most of our buyers are women, and I always say that women are kind of like crows, they like shiny things. So if you go in and you see 70 bottles of Merlot, which one are you going to pick? You're either going to pick a shiny, pretty label or a unique name. And so the quality of the wine, we can prove to people what the quality of our wine is by sampling at these shows.
So the Pride of Dakota shows where we're at, how instrumental are these in your guys' business?
Oh, it's huge.
Okay.
How do you advertise in this world? Now, we live 150 miles from Fargo, 145 from Bismarck. We're right in the center of the state, so I have no large markets next to me that I can really just say I'm going to concentrate on Fargo, I could concentrate on Minot. These shows, we go around to the different cities, and like I said before, people can taste the wine, then they go in and they have the residual or the follow-up sales at the bottle shops.
Do you guys do much with oil and gas out there? I do an oil and gas program, so I thought I'd see if I can get you on that program too.
I have not done anything with that. I know one of the wineries has done a special label like that. We could easily do special labels for their industry.
Yeah.
We do all kinds of special labels. We've done many city centennials. We do weddings. We do all kinds of things.
What are your biggest obstacles, I guess, right now in terms of your 6 years in your business? They say after 5 years, you've either made it or not, and you're still in business.
Well, I think that we're making it. It's getting bigger all the time. We're getting to the point where we can hardly carry enough wine to these shows, and we've got people that are run to our booth to see what we have this time because we've always got unique wines along. We try not to make the conventional grape wine. We've got a North Dakota grape that I have to promote that industry. And it is a nice wine, but they are coming out with better grapes for the grape industry, and hopefully that'll come in the near future. But really, the fruit wines, we're more of a specialty market.
Well, I better let you get back to your customers here. It's really busy here. And what was your name again?
My name is Bruce.
Bruce, Jason Space, nice to meet you. Dakota Sun Gardens and Winery, how can somebody get in touch with you or check
you
out?
Well, we've got a website, either Dakota Sun Gardens Winery or just plain dakotasungardens.com, either one of them, www.dakotasungardens or the winery. There's a link between the two sites.
All right, let's try that chocolate wine.
Yes.
To listen to the full-length interview with Bruce Gushus or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal. and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest-Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty. In the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com.